podcast belong to us. AboveJobSeeker.com and the Deny Ignorance Broadcast affiliates are proud to bring you the Skeptic Overview, the one, the only show featuring that world-famous champion of truth, free expression, troll-free discussion boards, and great big band hammers, the myth, the legend, it's Skeptic Overload!
Well, it's Sunday, September 11th, 2005. This is the third Skeptic Overview and a special edition tonight. Some events on the board have made me think about a couple things and maybe give you a diatribe of opinion tonight. 4 years ago, the events of September 11 occurred, as we know. We've already had a couple really good podcasts posted. But I'd like to talk about how those events have inspired and changed what is essentially the online conspiracy theory community. So, looking back 4 years ago, three commercial aircraft struck two highly symbolic buildings here in the U.S., giving rise to what has turned into the next greatest wave of conspiracy theory speculation since Iran-Contra was really the last big scandal that was highly discussed in the way 9/11 is discussed. And these events of 4 years ago fueled an explosion of conspiracy theory content on the internet. We've seen all manner of websites, from obvious misinterpretation of photos like the UFOs at the Twin Towers, which were actually either birds flying by or pieces of the aircraft flying off, to thought-provoking analysis of obscure dots convincingly connected. During this time, Above Top Secret has certainly ridden this wave of conspiracy interest to not only be the leading board these topics are discussed, but we're also one of the most popular boards online. Just click on Big Boards at the bottom of any page and then look at the list of boards by traffic, and you'll see we're consistently in the top 10, and sometimes floating as high as 3 or 4. Over the years, we've evolved to cover a broad spectrum of topics that include exceptionally serious high-end science, detailed analysis of UFO evidence, military and weaponry technology, environmental change, and a whole lot more. So even when a current event like the Katrina aftermath infuses the board with new thoughts of conspiracy theory, as it turns out, these conspiracy topics are only really a small percentage of all that ATS has become. But, you know, our genetics still define us as a conspiracy discussion board, and lately it seems like we want these conspiracies to be true, and this is a troubling trend. Certainly, many of our members gain a degree of enjoyment from speculating on possible government conspiracies and the goings-on of secret societies. Given the activity of ATS, it's clear that this is somewhat of an enjoyable pastime for many of you. But looking at some two recent threads, now the number one and number two most viewed threads on ATS, we see somewhat of a familiar trend in two dissimilar topics. The number one thread, a Boeing 757 struck the Pentagon, is really a stellar example of collaborative analysis and debate on a compelling piece that refutes many common conspiracy theories surrounding the attack on the Pentagon on 9/11. It's always been an active thread. Let's see here. It has about 2,000 replies, almost 2,000 replies, and over 350,000 views. But despite, in many cases, exceptionally convincing analysis of what is available photography, no one has actually been fortunate enough to look at the physical evidence. But you know, we're many members are analyzing what's available online. Many participants in this thread prefer to hold on to the alternative conspiracy theories. And I regularly get private messages, UTUs on the board, and even emails accusing ATS of being owned and operated by disinformation agents just because of this one thread, which is amazing. And the other thread started just this past week. It's Val House thread. I just got back from a FEMA detention camp. Has skyrocketed in popularity and literally has become a genuine internet phenomenon. This new thread is really an amazing first person account of what a converted private camp at Falls Creek, being prepared for New Orleans evacuees, sheds light on what seems to be some highly questionable policies and procedures by apparent representatives or employees of FEMA and state and local law enforcement. In mere days, this thread has catapulted to number two in the list of most viewed threads, right behind that Pentagon thread. And as of this podcast, I just did a quick look, we have, or there are rather, over 350 different websites covering this story in various ways, and just about all of them are linking back to Above Top Secret. And the first page of the thread they link back to is being seen an average of 1.3 times every second by guest visitors, which is just phenomenal. And apparently because of this popularity and phenomenon nature, a gentleman from the Emergency Management Division of the Oklahoma State Department of Health registered on ATS and created a rebuttal thread to address the issues apparently observed at the Falls Creek camp. But despite what came across as at least a well-constructed and straightforward rebuttal, many of our members responded with knee-jerk skepticism and doubt, so much so that I think a singularly important event was missed. For the first time, a government official has taken it upon himself to register here and address one of our topics. This is unprecedented. Isn't this exactly what we would like? A channel of collaborative communication so that our questions might receive answers? So I strongly suggest that maybe we bestow upon this person a bit of a warmer perception of what we know is a fine membership, and perhaps, just maybe, this might happen a bit more often. But getting back to the topic, I digressed a bit there. Now, these events have brought a nagging concern of mine from somewhere way back in the forgotten reaches of the Overlord's highly overused and abused gray cells. And that concern is that many of our members and modern conspiracy theorists in general seem to want these conspiracy theories to be true. Now, it's productive to have a passion in one's life, but not when that passion is the hope to see something that's generally unthinkably terrible be proven to be true. Many online conspiracy theorists seem to want to hold firm the idea that the Pentagon was indeed attacked by a highly covert operatives with something other than a passenger airline, or to believe that a government agency is preparing to hold citizens against their will for maybe, you know, nefarious gains of some type, or to believe that the World Trade Center was demolished with explosives, and countless other cream of the crop, if you will, modern conspiracy theories. These are not beliefs we should hold lightly. As a matter of fact, we should not want these theories to be true. We should want them all to be false. We should really search for any other logical explanation for these theories, ideas, stories, events, rumors that populate the conspiratorial fora of ATS and the thousands of other conspiracy-minded websites. While there might be some level of entertainment in believing in fantastic ideas, you know, these are not the fantastic ideas we should want. We should not want these. We should fear them. Reporters Woodward and Bernstein didn't want to discover what they learned about the Nixon administration. They've made that clear dozens, if not hundreds of times in interviews and stories about their account. But they did follow the path of truth to uncover conspiracy and scandal. we shouldn't want seemingly innocent evacuee shelters to be something else. However, we should take care to notice if they are. If we're to notice the truth when it presents itself, we dare not presume to know it in advance. So in this fourth anniversary of the 9/11 events that have rekindled the conspiracy theory community like a forest fire, let's pause and consider. These ideas aren't a trifle. They're to be feared. But most importantly, the truth must be discovered. Nothing is more important than that. But if it is discovered, and it's what we fear, then it's going to be a sad day, not a celebration. Okay, the rant is over. Thanks for listening to that. Some closing business. Some of you noticed new moderators. Take a chance to stop by the thread welcoming the new mods on board. We had a limited number of positions open in the design for preparing for the upcoming surge in traffic as the thread from Valhalla has just caught fire across the internet. And there will be, in the future, some additional rounds of moderators as we also prepare for the next big infusion of traffic, which we're not going to talk about. And also, changes in the council. The appointed staff positions have been dismissed as the remaining council members focus on a couple really important things, and hopefully we'll have an announcement about that relatively soon. And one final note. In my overview yesterday, I announced that tonight the political podcast debates will begin. But unfortunately, we're going to have to delay that a little bit. And I'll be sending out a message to the participants. Some of the people who indicated they would be involved in debating haven't even been back online since I sent out the last information UTU. So we really can't rely on the schedule that I established for the first debaters. So we're going to talk to those that remain and figure out what to do if we want to go back to just four participants and try it that way. And today we passed 100 podcasts. We now have 104, and that's amazing. Some sites that have been podcasting for a year don't have more than 100 podcasts. So that's it for this special edition rant version of the Skeptic Overview. Thanks for listening, and keep posting.